specific authority does the president seek from Congress with regard to consolidating these branches of government?
Well, the White House agencies. The White House has proposed that Congress would enact what's called what would be called the Consolidation Authority Act, which would fast track procedures for the executive branch to combine agencies. And this may have been mentioned earlier on the program, but it's centered around the business and trade functions at the Commerce Department, the U.S. Trade Representative's Office, the Export-Import Bank, the Overseas Private Investment Corporation, the Small Business Association, Small Business Administration, pardon me. And immediately, with presidential authority, he is elevating the Small Business Administrator to cabinet-level status, which, as government executive reported, is a largely symbolic act because when a new agency is created, Congress is required to enact a law to give it cabinet status, but the various presidents have had cabinet officials invited to attend the cabinet meeting as full equals. And that will happen in the case of Karen Mills, who's the small business administrator. But that may change once this, if Congress enacts this law that they're proposing, and the first act that the White House would like would be the consolidation of these six agencies down to one, and in which case the small business administrator may or may not still be in the cabinet.